This is Floor Radio. Upcoming, more conversation with Philippe Oramesby, Chief Operating Officer at U.S. Floors and board member of the Multi-Layer Flooring Association. Do you find that at the retail level, say retail salespeople, is there a lot of confusion that exists in this category because of such a wide disparity in the product?
Well, there is a lot of confusion today. I think the retail sales associate understand LVT quite well because LVT products have been on the market for quite some time. However, WPC, which was introduced by US Floor, by the way, in 2013, have only been in the market for already 5 years, and SPC really for a couple of years. So the biggest confusion that we see are between WPC and SPC products. So I can explain a little bit, that terminology has been established by the MFA, by the way, earlier this year, because of the fact that many acronyms were floating around, and we really wanted to make a clear distinction between those two different products, one being WPC and one being SPC. So I'll be happy to explain you the difference if you wish.
Okay, yes. Yes. Let me ask you about LVT. I suspect that the quality goes from soup to nuts. I mean, there's a wide variety, I would imagine, of, you know, in terms of quality, and I guess also in terms of price. Talk about that.
Well, again, when we look at prices, basically is the price points are associated with the construction. So like I was telling earlier, you have difference in thicknesses, you have difference in well layers. As far as quality, there is good quality, but you could have also bad quality on the market. And again, it's always about buyer beware. If you expect what you inspect, and sometimes it's quite difficult to know what's exactly in the composition of the product itself. Some product can be made with virgin PVC, and those are what we consider to be the good quality material, but unfortunately there are some manufacturers today that are offering very low pricing, but they are using, for instance, recycled PVC, and the danger with that is with recycled PVC you do not really know what is in the composition, and that's where you could find, for instance, harmful components like heavy metals, as well high content of phthalates, and which of course, as we all know, can be harmful for the human body.
So, I see. Let me ask you about WPC. I guess that's wood plastic composite. Talk about that and the elements that go into making up a WPC.
Well, at the origin, when we originally developed the product, we were looking, and I'm talking about a little bit about the history of US Floor and how US Floor got into the basically vinyl category, which prior to that we were only selling wood flooring, cork flooring, and bamboo flooring. So when we decided to get into the vinyl category, we wanted to be different because that's pretty much the DNA of our company. Anything that we wanted to introduce in the market had to be unique or sustainable. So in this sense, of course, you know, LVT is not really a sustainable product to some extent. So we needed to find something that was relatively unique. We were looking at the category and looking at LVT and trying to evaluate what were the shortcomings. The shortcomings were, number one, the fact that the product was prone to telegraphing, and that was a big issue. We felt that one, in a lot of the review, a lot of the comments, if the subfloor preparation was not ideal, and you would see telegraphing, then consumer were not very satisfied with this type of flooring. So the solution to that was to mount the LVT, the product itself, onto a rigid core in order to avoid telegraphing. So we had looked at some products that had been introduced in Europe where the construction was basically an LVT on top of an HDF board with some type of underlayment attached to the back. So this product was performing quite well to alleviate the telegraphing. However, we always felt that HDF was not the right substrate due to the fact that it's not a waterproof product. And we felt that a lot of people were buying LVT because it was waterproof and was a solution to a lot of problems, mostly for wet areas in the home. So we said, well, if we could find the right substrate that would be a waterproof type substrate, this product could definitely be a winner. So as we were looking around in China at the time, we came upon the WPC, which WPC basically was a product that had been developed for outdoor decking initially. So we found a version of WPC which we thought could be the perfect substrate to create what we call today our WPC product. And it took us about a couple of years to develop the product, which at the beginning, the core, which is a formed core made of 50% of PVC and 50% of calcium carbonate with additional additives and a foaming agent. That core did perform quite well at the time and did contain some wood particle as well. Today, most everybody has eliminated the wood particles in the composition, but since the product had so much acceptance in the market, we decided to keep the acronym of WPC to really define what this product is all about.
I see.
So, beyond the core, the product was constructed with a layer of LVT on top, and in our case at US Floor, with a cork underlayment attached to the back.
I see.
So that's pretty much the definition of a WPC product today. It's a product that is more expensive, that is more complicated to make, because you have to be, in order to be vertically integrated, you have to be able to make the LVT. So it's quite capital intensive because you need to have a calendaring system, then you need to have presses to press basically the PVC backing with a decorative wire layer on top, then a protective wire layer on top of that, and that sandwich has to be pressed together to create that what we call today the LVT topper that is going to apply on top of the core of WPC.
I see. I looked up WPC on Google. In fact, I found out that that's probably not a very good place to get an education. But they said that it was a material made of, and the first thing they said was thermoplastic, and that's basically vinyl, I guess, right?
That is correct. That would be a definition of vinyl, yes.
I see. So then all WPC has some measure of vinyl in it and no other thermoplastic as a general rule.
Well, yes, the core itself is a plastic composite, and of course, like I said before, the top layer is a top layer of LVT that is then glued on top of the core itself.
Okay. And that's waterproof, and that goes both for the residential and the commercial markets?
Well, we consider today that WPC is an ideal product for residential application and for light commercial application as well. SPC, which is the newly introduced product in the category, which is about 2 years old, it's a totally different core. The core itself has about 75% of calcium carbonate and 25% of PVC with no foaming agent. So it's a very compact core, very solid core. That's what the acronym stands for. It's solid polymer core because there is a polymer in the component, being the PVC itself. And on top of that solid core, there is not a layer of WPC anymore, but the decor itself is fused with the wear layer directly onto the core in a one-step process. So it is a product that is much cheaper to produce, much easier to produce, less capital intensive. One piece of equipment can actually make the product.
You've been listening to a conversation featuring Philippe Aramisby, Chief Operating Officer at U.S. Floors and board member of the Multi-Layer Flooring Association. We'll have more of this conversation this coming Thursday. This is Floor Radio.